Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Well, hey there,
Hello.
Everyone. Welcome back to the Smut Couch.
Welcome back.
Whew.
What?
I don't know.
Actually, let's just start off by saying, so it's been a journey to get here today.
Mm-hmm.
A 2-day long journey to get to where we are currently.
For those of you who tuned into our live stream, we explained it a little bit, but essentially.
I really messed up yesterday. Mm-hmm. Well, a week ago. Tell them what I did. I'm embarrassed.
A little silly ha-ha moment of driving to film this episode today, where we'll be covering
Powerless.
We were planning to film this yesterday, but a funny story happened as we were driving through some of the worst traffic ever.
No, like, you guys, anyone from SoCal? Anyone from SoCal? Like, we were stuck in, like god awful traffic. We get traffic every day,
lanes,
but
yeah.
This was a nightmare of traffic, like this, nightmare.
This was one of the bad ones.
Yeah.
And right when I got through that traffic to start.
Also, we're not driving together, mind
you. Yeah, yeah. You were just a little bit behind me, I think. And right when we got on through, when I got through, you call and you're like, hey, funny story. Remember how we're driving to go film an episode today? And I said, yeah, what about that? It's supposed to be next week.
I booked the wrong day, but I thought it was yesterday.
So that was a fun time.
You guys, I'm not kidding. We were driving for like an hour and a half. And we live kind of far from the studio, but not like that far. It just traffic was so bad. It usually takes me like 40 minutes. We were in like an hour and a half worth of traffic. What?
I was more like laughing than anything. Like, of course, now that I've gotten through the traffic.
I know, because that was when I realized. Yeah, it was not my best moment, but luckily we are here today. And we're going to talk about Powerless.
Powerless indeed. Wait, hold on. I just got a note. When you were like texting Solomon, our producer, and we're just like, hey, we're on our way. And he was like,
what? Well, I texted him like right when I left because I was like, because you had called me and you were like, just so you know, there's a lot of traffic.
Yeah, the 405 shutting down. Streets.
Be aware. And I was like, LOL, okay. And so I texted Sullivan right away. And I'm like, so we're probably going to be late. And I'm like, okay, well, and he doesn't answer. And I'm like, he's probably in an episode, whatever. Mm-hmm. And then we're like going. And then I'm like, I wonder if this episode's at 5:30, right? And not 5, like I was just making sure. And I look at it and it says, it says May 9th instead of May 2nd. And I, you guys, the like, fear and dread that came over me, like right in that moment, because I'm like, I have to call Alexandros and tell him. And then, like, we've been sitting in traffic for so long. And I literally, you guys, I wanted to cry. I felt so bad. And you took it very well.
You picked a good week to do it because I was telling you this earlier, but I had like my first massage in like 3 years.
Yeah.
Like a couple days ago. So all the stress and tension that's been building up in my body was gone. And this wasn't like a nice calm massage. This was a we're going to work
like
to push these out.
Work.
Here. There were several points where the person who was massaging me, she was like, oh, this is going to suck real quick. And I was like, oh, we're cool.
Yeah.
Rolls it out. I'm like, thank you for that.
So I got you had a good time.
Yeah. Apparently there's something called a hell muscle. Like, in your
right here,
in your calf, right there, because it connects to like your knee and your ankle and everything. So like all that tension can cause pain in your leg. Allegedly, I don't know, but when she just goes, "Oh, this one is your hell muscle," and I said, "Oh, it's called the hell muscle." That's something I really want to hear right now. Thank you for that.
Oh, jeez.
Well, let's do it. All right. My motto this month has been "Fuck it, we ball."
Well, what else can you do?
Yeah.
So I guess I caught him at a good time where I majorly fucked up.
It's all right.
Yeah, thank you.
Don't let it happen again.
I know, you guys. Have you guys ever done that where you're like, oh, shit. Like, because it was fully me. Because I'm the one that books it. And the funny thing is, last week I was like, I'm going to make sure I booked it for the right day. I don't know. Like, for last episode. but mm-hmm. I didn't check it this time.
It was bound to happen at some point.
I know. I think it's
and that's why
of, like,
it's okay. It's like,
and
it
like,
happens.
Last week I had such a week with like my dad, but mm-hmm. it's okay. We're here and we're gonna get out on time.
Mm-hmm. So,
that's where we're at.
Welcome, guys.
Welcome. Thank you for listening to our rant.
Powerless.
Woo!
By Lauren Roberts. And I have to apologize, guys. There's no smut in this one.
I know. I didn't realize this was YA.
Where is it? Where's
no
the smut?
Smut?
It's not in here.
No.
Where'd
smut.
It go? Come on.
Ever.
It's okay.
Yeah, I didn't realize it was YA because so many people had recommended it to us. But I think I know why. So many people recommended it on our TikTok that blew up, the Bill Hader TikTok. That couldn't have been it because that's only one bed.
That's only one bed, yeah.
There was Enemies to Lovers one. That was what everybody commented on. I was like, do powerless, because this is Enemies to Lovers.
Mm-hmm.
We just didn't realize it was YA. But, I mean, I love YA.
I liked it too.
Yeah.
I didn't not like this book.
But we're just kind of like, failing for our namesake mm-hmm. at the current
At least we had Neon Gods last time, so I wish I had more positive things to say about Neon Gods now, because I feel like I'm going to be two in a row where I'm kind of on my hater pedestal. I don't know why.
Yeah, well...
I don't mean to be. I swear, I like things.
Well, you are a white man, so a hater you are at your core.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is about two white men, right?
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, a lot. Of
There's a lot of white men in this.
Yeah, at least I
My
see.
People live in Ilia,
where
I belong.
Well, yeah. So, okay. So should we go? How should we start? What do you want to say? Do you have any thoughts?
Yeah, it was giving, we were just chatting about this earlier, major Challenger vibes. I think Challengers. To anybody watching that
he
movie with Zendaya, I haven't seen
He's
it yet.
He's saying that without having seen it.
But like the trailer was giving the exact same thing. So I was really hoping for like a little bro down moment with when like I was realizing that she was talking to both of the princes. And I was like, oh, okay. I wasn't expecting that.
That's not really the plot of Challengers, but I understand what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You thought it would be more of like a triangle.
I really thought more of a triangle. And because I wasn't aware that this was YA, I really thought there was going to be a lot more sinful smooching.
Sinful smooching. There was
smooching.
Not any, sorry.
No, there was.
There was barely even any.
There was that's the part that also kind of got to me. I was like, okay, fine.
No.
And what sucks is that like I'm also rereading Wicked King right now. As well from the Cruel Prince trilogy. Mm-hmm. And
that's
I don't know why.
YA, no?
That's YA, yeah. But like, I don't know why Jude and Cardin get me so feral in life.
Yeah.
That's just one that just gets me.
Well, I feel like, yeah, that everything, some people are going to live for other things. You mm-hmm. know what I was talking to, just to talk about YA for a moment?
Mm-hmm.
I was reminded of how into Infernal Devices I was. Do you know what that is?
I don't know.
You know that. Mortal Instruments?
Yeah.
So I haven't read all the Mortal Instruments books.
That's the one where, like, it was Ginny and Ron fan fiction, yeah?
Yes. How scary is
Dude,
that?
Dude, I love fan fiction. I love how it pivots like that. That's crazy.
But, yeah, it was, like, it was supposedly. I don't really know. But I didn't really read those. I watched the movie with, like, What's Her Name and I Lived. But Infernal Devices is, like, a prequel series.
Ooh.
And that has a love triangle in it. And it is, like, so purely YA, but it's so good. And that book is what, like, catapulted me into reading during the lockdown, during, like, mm-hmm. the pandemic. And so, and because I'm just, like, at my core, I'm a fangirl.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm a Hunger Games fangirl. I'm a Twilight fangirl.
Yeah.
Oh, and I just am still 13. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In that way. And so if it's going to be Y and it's going to like slay, like I'm so down. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it just, the gag is it doesn't even have to really slay that hard.
Mm-hmm.
It just has to like
has to tickle that
live
one
in that world.
Area of your brain.
And I'm like, yeah! I'm literally 13 at the midnight premiere of Twilight again.
Kicking your feet. Doing
like,
mm-hmm.
I texted you a few times during this that I was giggling. And kicking my feet.
No, I also like this. I think it's pretty well written. I just... Once again, I came in with different expectations,
yeah.
I think.
I think we need to do more research.
We really threw this one down like, oh, everyone's been messaging this to us.
Well, I trust y'all.
Hop onto it.
But I really loved it. I did.
I liked it, yeah. It was a little bit discount Hunger Games-y for me.
I saw a TikTok that said that this book is just an amalgamation of a bunch of different YA tropes, which I do see. However...
That doesn't mean it's bad.
No, I was like, yeah! It is so Hunger Games, especially in the way where it kind of gives, like, Quarter Quell, where they're like, this is the, what
this
is it called?
This year's different, the trials.
Yeah, yeah, and but it's different this year because of whatever.
Because Mr. So-and-so Dark and Brooding is going to be in it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay, but I don't know what any of the rest of them are like, so cool.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I see how people get that, because it is true. But I was so sad. I really was. This is what I devoured this.
Yeah, you read it fast.
I read this so fast. I read this in like 3 days. And I don't usually, well, right now I haven't been reading that fast. I thought it was so fun.
I liked it. I'm not saying I didn't like it. I'm just saying
I will say
that, like,
the names Payton and Kai are kind of give
Malachi.
Actually, okay. Malachi, yes. I'm like, I feel like fantasy names.
Even Payton, right? It's Payton. Yeah.
Payton. Yeah.
A D.
Well, so hold on. Walk
that
with
me for
a second.
For a loop.
I feel like fantasy books, the names are starting to go like in a circle where they were like Daenerys Targaryen. Like, wacky.
High fantasy. High fantasy is always going to be.
But this is technically, this isn't urban fantasy. This is technically like high.
They have
fantasy.
Electricity. I don't know.
Okay. That's another thing. But hold on. Let me just walk with me for a second before you interrupt me.
I'm with you. I'm with you.
So. Feel like fantasy names. What's another example? Feyre, like Rhysand. Mm-hmm. I feel like we're
the
starting to go
names.
Whimsical.
Gotcha.
But we're going back full circle to like Southern elementary school with Kai and Payton. You know, it's like Caden. What's his name? Fourth name?
Zayden.
Like, it's giving that. We're starting to go vroom, vroom, right back to normal. Because I think everyone has a whimsical name. So they're like, yeah, let's just take it back to where the roots. And I kind of am like, let Payton, girl. Please.
Was it that we...
BFFR. Kai is a guy from here, from
I know
Long
Kai.
Beach. Right. Like, I can't.
I know a guy named Kai. There you
right.
Go.
He's not a king. Like, no offense.
That's what Malachi is a little bit more of a...
Yeah. But I was like, that sounds like a surfer dude. Also, what... Okay. Now me saying, I loved it. And now I'm going to start
now
yelling.
You're just like, all right, now let's rip this piece
apart. I literally loved it. But what kind of time period and what kind of setting was this?
I don't know.
If I have one major critique, it's that.
That's it for me, is that I always want to get invested in the world.
Right.
And this one, it felt very much, once again, like with the problems that we were talking about with Neon Gods, where it feels very isolated and I don't understand the rest of the dynamics of the world. Like, I get that this city is special with powers and whatnot,
mm-hmm.
and then there's like a vast wasteland around, but then it's just like, they mentioned something about the king signing treaties. I'm like, what is he signing treaties with? What do you mean?
Yeah, I if I have one major critique, it's just I would like, because I appreciate books. Because sometimes you read books, like sometimes you read books.
Sometimes you do
work.
Other times,
like,
you don't read books.
When it comes to like Crescent City,
yeah,
like the world building is so like, girl, let me get some plot.
You're getting waterboarded by all that. You're like, whoa,
right?
Whoa, whoa,
but
whoa.
Reading stuff like that, then you're like, you really notice the absence. Of good mm-hmm. world building sometimes. I need to find something that's like right in the middle, you know?
I feel like that's why you'll like the next Dramini that we'll probably be covering. Because, you know, once again, Dramini is so good because that world is already so established.
And we already know it so well. Mm-hmm. So the work is already done.
And it's built upon even more in an interesting way.
Right. But like at its core, we already have an understanding of the world, you know?
This one, what's the sequel going to be called? Do you remember?
Reckless. Yeah. Okay, well, so let's talk about the, like, plot.
Yeah.
So it is kind of giving discount Hunger Games. I understand where that comes from.
Yeah, there are these
and, like,
trials
divergent.
That she's got to compete in.
Yeah, well, there's people. So it's, like, a magical society, and everyone has, like, a power. Well, not everyone. People have these, like, powers. And it seems that there's, like, hundreds of different powers,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, there were blooms, control flowers, blinks that teleport, flashes.
Brawnies.
Super
spell.
Okay, I got to talk about brawnies real quick.
I know what you're going to say, because I
know
you texted me.
Every single time. Because I was listening to the audiobook for this one because I was really trying to cram it.
Right.
And, like, really get through it. And the audiobook is really good with the dual. Both the narrators are really good for it.
Period.
But
I love an audiobook.
The way that she would identify the Brawnies every single time and the way that it was read was just like, I can see his bulging. Brawnies, for starters, are just really buff and strong.
Yeah.
I can see his bulging muscles through his shirt. Brawny.
Brawny. Yes.
It felt a little bit like... like an insult or like some type of slur, sort of, the way she's like, Brawny. And I'm like, whoa, hey, why are you calling that? And I also thought that she was saying Brony at first.
That's what I thought you were saying, yeah.
So it's that dude. And I was like, whoa, and they're a Brony? Hold on a second. What do you mean?
I can't with that. That's wild.
But, so I actually looked and I was like, oh, Brawny, just super buff, like paper towels.
Wait, can I ask, so in the audiobook, what type of accents did they have?
They just had normal
American
accents, yeah.
I love, that's like, I love when books. like hearing the audiobook for it and seeing what they do. Because mm-hmm. I feel like that gives like kind of a...
No, Kai's voice actor had me kicking my feet.
Ooh, oh, I believe it.
Was it. So, it was so... There's one moment because he's so snarky
yeah.
with it and that makes it good. But there's a part where they're in a forest for a trial and like she's shivering a little bit. And he goes, oh, she's shivering. Well, that just won't do. And I'm like...
Not the voice that you put I on love for that. That.
That's the kind of the way he says
yeah,
it.
Yeah. Okay, just, so as we were saying though, there's people with all
so
these
many powers.
Yeah, but there are also people called ordinaries who don't have any powers.
And that's where it's given the very generic young adult like type of thing of like
she's not like other girls because she doesn't have powers.
I'm divergent. Whatever.
Oh, totally.
The usual type of like just random generic titles.
Yeah.
And she's an ordinary, and the king has decreed that all ordinaries are to be executed because there's some BS about, oh, they're spreading around a plague that can weaken our powers
like
and
so
kill us.
It's so drama.
And I was just like,
I
don't know. That part felt really forced as opposed to just, we don't like them.
Yeah.
And I was like, that would work just as well.
Right.
I think.
And of course, Kai, our like main love interest. He is the king's enforcer. He's
his
the
son,
guy.
Too.
His son. Yeah, he's the prince. It's his job to go and like execute these people. Although we quickly find out that he has like a soft spot. And he doesn't kill kids.
No, he's so sweet. He doesn't murder children.
Kids.
Oh my god!
A catch. He doesn't
green
kill
flag.
Kids.
I love when he doesn't unalive children.
Yeah, I'm like,
that's so great. Oh my god, husband material.
Well, yes, and as you know, because you all probably read it, Miss Payton, she like lives on the streets, of course. It's giving Katniss Everdeen, like totally.
Riff Raff Street.
Street
Rat. We're gonna get back. Hold on.
Oh god.
Copyrighted music. Yeah. Stop. Wait.
Anyways, I'm not gonna say what's gonna say. Payton like lives on the streets, like steals literally.
Yeah, she's a little pickpocket.
Yeah. And she steals from Kai, you know. But then he like starts to get got by what is that called? A silencer?
A silencer. There are people
Wait,
who can like.
But actually, help. I loved Kai's power. I thought that was so cool.
Yeah, where he
cool.
can like. Okay, his
Kai's
power is stealing powers.
Is
yeah.
so slay. Kai's power, yeah, is he can. Anybody who's in like a certain radius of him, he can draw their power and like use it.
Yeah, that's a unique one.
I thought that was so cool.
I love power systems where there's things interesting like that.
Yeah.
Because
Lauren,
otherwise,
you ate
it's
with
like.
That.
It's like, all right, oh, you use fire. Oh, you can teleport. Oh, you can do this. So, like, you can use two things. Ooh, but, like, when it's something that's, like, contingent on
he
other
like,
things.
He, like, morphs into whatever.
Yeah.
That was so cool, I thought. But, like, this silencer or whatever, that they can, like.
They can block out your power.
Yeah.
Their power is.
Yeah.
Uh-uh.
You thought is their power.
Yeah.
But Payton, of course, she's an ordinary. She doesn't have magic. She's not affected by the silencer. So she saves Kai, you know? Mm-hmm.
While he's getting jumped.
Yeah.
She jumps in there. She's badass dagger girl.
Yeah.
Which we've never seen Silver before hair. In any of these books.
I know. Wait, let me show you this.
Hold
it's actually
on a
kind of pretty.
Oh.
The Barnes & Noble edition. Look at it. There's a dagger on it. Isn't that pretty? I live. I was excited about it. You don't care?
No, that's I like that.
Thank
I do.
You.
I just didn't know what you were doing. I was like, what are you doing?
Let me be excited about things, Alexandros.
You can be excited. It's okay.
Thank
I'm
you.
Just I think I'm just tired and in a hater mood today.
Yeah, okay.
That's it.
Anyways.
I gotta cheer up. I gotta go drinking out before one of these episodes one time. Just be like, woo!
That'd be wild.
Let's do a drunk review one time.
I mean, that can be silly. Okay, anyways. So then, of course, literally the next day, this book moves, and I appreciated that.
Yeah, that's what I don't get about this part, though, is because after she saves him, they have this quick little chat, and he like goes to feel what her power is, and he can't sense anything from her, and he's like, "Uh-oh, is she an ordinary?" And she's like, "No, I'm a psychic, and I'm just kind of like immune to things like silencers and stuff. But here, let me sense some things," and she basically just. Becomes
like
Sherlock
mentalist.
Holmes.
Yeah.
She just does like that whole thing where it's like, for anyone who's ever seen Sherlock, you understand why anytime you like miss the charger on your phone while you're like, I'm an alcoholic. Hold on.
Wait,
have you ever seen that?
I have seen some Sherlock, but I don't think
Sherlock,
I've seen that.
Benedict Cumberbatch.
Yeah.
There's a part where he's analyzing someone's phone. I think it's Watson's. And he's all like, you are an alcoholic because look at all the scratch marks at your charger port. Because you're always missing it.
I mean, I don't. Like, I literally rarely drink, but I'm so. Oh yeah, there's like none around mine.
There you go. That proves it. Wow.
Wow. But yeah, she's like, I can read people really well.
And so she does this whole thing of, it's like, I'm sensing that you went to the scorched deserts earlier. And like, he had just done that, like committing treason by like letting a little girl who was an ordinary live. Mm-hmm. And he's like, whoa,
just gagged.
How did she know? Maybe she is psychic. And then they never touch upon that again.
Mm-hmm.
But these trials are happening, something or other. I didn't really get this, because she gets nominated for the trials, and I don't get how that works.
Because she becomes like a bit of a celebrity, because she's this rando girl with silver hair who saved the prince or whatever. Mm-hmm. So everyone's like, the trials, let's throw that girl in because it'll be fun.
For her district or whatever. Her district.
Yeah. LOL. They're like, because it'll be fun. I don't know.
Like the slums that she lives in. Yeah.
I don't even think it's that serious. I just think it's like, oh, who are some interesting figures around town that we can put
What's
in?
The point? Is that like, her area nominated her, and I was like, what do you mean you can nominate?
Well, I guess maybe she's like their little hometown hero.
That's what I don't get. I don't get how you get nominated for these things, because everyone else seemed to volunteer for it.
Bruh,
so why was she thrown
know.
Into it? I did. I must have missed the explanation.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't remember.
Because all of a sudden it's like, her name's on there. I'm like, why is her name on there? Why would she be put in this? Can't you just say nuh-uh?
No, because the king's telling you what to do.
Well, that's my point, that it's like, that's where I felt like a less severe Hunger Games, because I was like, well,
because it's not like,
what do you mean? Yeah.
I get what you're saying.
And like, they do like a whole interview moment and everything like that.
It totally is giving the Capitol.
I got to call her out on this one, that I think she was ripping off a lot of Hunger Games with this one.
Yeah.
And maybe just because Hunger Games did it so well and so popularly that like it was ripping off something else. But like, I don't know.
It also reminded me of both Throne of Glass and what did we read that I can never remember the name of, with the vampires and the redhead?
Oh, Serpent in the Wings of Night.
Thank you.
Yes. All these tournaments are always.
I think that's just going to be a thing that shows up now a lot because of Hunger Games.
Yeah, you know the book that I'm writing?
Is the
got a tournament.
Okay.
In it.
Well, okay. So let's see how high and mighty you are
it's
when I read that.
I know. I was getting so mad, like, oh, fuck, am I basic? I am, aren't I? Okay, whatever. Like,
girl with long brown hair and side braid.
It's slightly auburn. Okay.
Work. Olive skin from the slums.
Pale. She's not from the slums. She's never mind. All right.
We'll get to that. We'll get to
We're
that.
Talking about my book now.
Yeah.
Still being drafted.
I live. No.
But this is what's weird about when we get to like the actual trial stuff and like they're in it. They all volunteered for this. So like I don't really feel like it's twisted. The entire time Peyton's monologue is like, these twisted games for the Empire that they cheer for blood. And I'm like, like, yeah, most of you like decided to go to this. That's why.
Well, she didn't. So, of course, she's mad.
But that's my point. I just don't get why. Somebody comment and tell me why I'm an idiot. Because I'm getting like really heated about
you
this.
You are.
I'm like, this is the one part that was making me mad. And I was like, why? I think my caffeine just hit me. That's why.
Like, wow.
Out of nowhere. And it's just, why are we doing this then? I don't get the point. And she's like,
I don't know.
We're forced to kill each other. I'm like, no, they all wanted to be there. It's like, okay, this is, I can't remember if I talked about this in when we did Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes, but I have a philosophy in life that you should get to decide what you do in your life for the most part. So I'm all on board with murder games existing in the world.
But you like it when they volunteer and stuff.
I know. Well, like, obviously, you have to volunteer for it. If, like, there's an absurd amount of money, you should be allowed to throw your life in the ring for, like, making an absurd amount of money
or
something.
But you don't
like
when they're just put in.
Yeah, yeah, no. If you're chosen for it, that's not cool. You got to, like, be willing to opt in. But, like, you know, and there has to be full transparency about, like, what's going to be happening. So, you know, like, something like Squid Game.
Uh-huh.
Like, I don't like how they weren't transparent. They were super shady about where they were going into and, like, preying on desperate people.
Yeah.
But I'm like, yeah. Welcome to Deal or No Deal, but if you choose the wrong case, that's it for you. I'm like, I mean, you know,
if you know
all the details going in, you shouldn't feel like, you know, do it if you want.
I'm following.
But that's the thing. It's got to be fully, like, clear. So, like, this type of trial and tournament, I'm sitting here like,
you need the rules.
Yeah, okay, well, you all very clearly, like, opted in, apart from
our girl,
Peyton.
Yeah,
that's why I was just like, oh, this is taking me out of it, because everyone else seems to be totally vibing with where they are. Half of them are related already.
Well, I know. I thought it was wacky that it's two of the princes.
No, Kit isn't in it. The crown prince is not in it. Kai, the
and Jax.
Yeah, but Kit isn't in it, though. He doesn't compete.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. But Jax
is also a brother.
And then their cousin, like, brothers. Amy or something. Like, what was their cousin's name? Audrey?
I don't remember. But that's two brothers.
Yeah.
Then why are you saying it's not?
Well, I thought you were talking about Kit was in it, too.
Oh, no, no,
that's
no,
why
no, no,
I was
no,
like, no, Kit wasn't in it.
No, 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 yeah. There's the two brothers. Yeah, and then a lot of...
Yeah.
Nidus is so mad.
It just seems like half the family was in it. So I just... It felt like the one thing that, like, they were focusing on in this just wasn't done. I'm just in a hater move. Let's move on from this before I keep just going, I didn't
You're
like this.
You're literally turning red.
I haven't breathed in a while. I should probably take a breath in.
Anyways.
Being a hater is so much fun, guys. My advice to the world, just hate things for no reason whatsoever. It brings so much joy to you when you can just look at something and be like,
I hate that.
Boo.
I didn't See, hate it. I didn't hate it. I really enjoyed it.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. I respect your opinion. I do fully understand everything that you are saying, though. But I think we should move on because you've been talking about this for 8
Yeah.
minutes. So you're heard. Let's move on. So yes, they're in the trials. It is what it is, my dear guy.
Mm-hmm.
And Kai and Peyton, they're making eyes, obviously. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, there's the future
king, crown prince, Mr. Blonde, green-eyed.
Kit, yeah.
Kit, yeah. I was kind of liking Kit a little bit more than Kai.
Well, and the drama there is that Miss Peyton's dad was killed by, oh, well, that's the end. That's crazy. Oh, we got pictures.
Ooh.
Oh, okay, fun. Kit is kind of serving.
Edric is the father, right? That's the emperor.
Oh, Andy, you meant Andy, huh?
Andy is the one I meant. Yeah. Kit looks like a little baby. Hold on. Never mind. I might not
be. They are like
Kit.
Children.
No,
Kai is
mewing.
Kai is,
look at Kai mewing up there. He is hitting.
I'm a Kai girl, you guys. Okay, but Mr. Kit, it's literally giving Cinderella. He is the future king. Okay. Mm-hmm. Kai is the spare. He's the enforcer, you know. But the king killed her dad, right? Mm-hmm. And so she's like, I hate the king. She's like, that guy, Kit, he looks like the king. But she's kind of like, but he's also kind of hot.
Mm-hmm.
And so is his brother.
Yeah, you can forgive anything if they're a little hot.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah, Andy, fuck. I can't remember her name.
Yeah, Andy.
So, now what? I guess we're not really going to be talking about the plot too much in this. We're kind of going to be talking about, like, some of the more interesting dynamics, I think.
Yeah.
But, like, we'll go through the big parts. So for that first trial, definitely, like, where she's injured and, like, collapses and he can't, like, harm her to, like, win this challenge or whatever it is. So they end up spending a lot of time together.
They end up paired together. It's literally giving Katniss and Peeta.
But the only thing that turned me away from it again was just Kai was too brooding. And
based on
how we talked about Neon Gods, it's too much, bro.
I disagree,
too much.
Actually.
You got to lock in now.
I actually really disagree. Because Kai is, like, kind of a little goofy boy, too. And that's where he wins me over.
Because Hades, I'm
like, shut the fuck up. Also, no, I understand, but I disagree fully. Mm-hmm. I thought Kai was such a cutie. Okay, actually, since we're already here, they're, like, getting to know each other, right? Mm-hmm. Oh, sorry.
No, you're good.
They're getting to know each other. I screenshotted a lot of quotes because, like I said,
read them off.
Girl.
We'll talk about
it. Okay, so this is the first time that they're, like, kind of hanging out. And they're, like, kind of getting to know each other. Or it's, like, the second time when they're, like, let's get to know each other, whatever. And she's, like, what's your favorite color? And he's, like, bro, why is she asking me my favorite color? That's kind of crazy. Then he says, it's kind of long, so walk with me.
Okay.
I'd never thought about what my favorite color was before. It never seemed important. Not until I looked into a pair of ocean blue eyes and realized that perhaps drowning was a beautiful thing.
Oh, my God, I remember that quote. Yes.
Not until I looked into a pair of firing blue eyes and realized that perhaps burning was a painless thing. Not until I looked into a pair of sky blue eyes and realized that perhaps falling was a peaceful thing. I'd never thought about what my favorite color was before. I hadn't seen one that was worthy of the title. Until now, that is. Blue, I say, my voice low.
No, that's right. That line.
That. Lauren ate with that.
That's what I did.
Okay, if you're not watching, sorry. I was like this, and I went.
I was in Costco listening to this.
Okay, Costco. Like, I shut the book, threw it down, and, like, screamed into my hand because that's the bar. That's the bar, everybody.
Mm-hmm, that's a chef's kiss moment.
Oh,
that's a wedding vow.
That is YA, the House on Boots. Like, oh, I was
good. That was a good line. No.
Right?
The second you started, I was like, I do remember
because
that
because it was
line.
Like, boom, boom, boom. But that's like right towards the beginning because I also love in a book when the like guy falls first and falls hard. See, why I love it because it can be wacky and cheesy like this. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to be like, with my little popcorn, giggling and kicking my feet. I'm 28 and I live. Okay? Anyone else still like YA? It's fun.
I like YA.
Yes. I know. I'm talking to everyone
else. Okay.
Like, because it's just fun and it can be like kind of ridiculous. Like, is that kind of ridiculous? Absolutely. Did I get my bag? Yes.
Yeah. That's a good one. Mm-hmm. I like that.
That's why I loved Kai because that was right out the gate. That was almost immediately. And he is brooding, whatever, but I feel like him more so than fucking Hades has a right to be.
Yeah.
Because he's
killing people.
He's been forced by his dad to go like kill people. He's been unalive people, I guess I should say. He has been tortured like for his entire life. So pardon me if he has a few moments of like, oh, my life sucks. But then he comes out with that like lyrical, beautiful statement. Bye, I live.
Okay.
We're both getting heated this time.
That's good. I'm a surprise because, you know, for Neon Gods, we were so dispassionate. We're just like,
No, I'm really passionate about this one. I really am.
Well, that's why I liked it, too, because, like, it does invoke emotions, whether they're good or bad. But you're always just like, okay, hear me out on this.
Yes. Okay. So, that's why I was immediately on board. Mm-hmm. Also, like, the dark hair, the...
What was the guy's name who was always the fighting them ace or something like that, who was like, he used like illusions or something. I got so sick of this dude so fast.
Yeah.
Where he's all like making everyone fall for his little tricks and schemes.
Yeah. I'm like, bro, we get it.
And Kai has another brother called Jackson. And right? Jackson?
Jax?
Yeah. Wasn't his name Jackson?
I don't know.
Just Jax.
That just sounded weird to me.
You got a brother called Jax. Yeah. I guess. I just assumed it was Jackson. I think.
Yeah, maybe.
And he disguises Jax as himself, Ace. Mm-hmm. Ace makes himself look like... Oh, no. Ace makes Jax look like Ace. And so Kai throws a knife at Jax, thinking that it's Ace.
Yeah.
And it's this really dramatic moment. And I thought they offed him right there.
I thought so, too.
Personally, I would have preferred if they had, because it felt like, oh, he's
right.
Still
Jax,
alive now.
Jax Shields.
Yeah.
Oh, he was adopted. I missed that part.
Oh.
I missed that part. Aw.
Huh.
He's 15. He's a baby.
Interesting.
Aw. Yeah, and there's also the thing like the elites and the...
Oh, they were young. I miss how young they were.
Teenagers.
I think I just self-insert my age.
Yeah. No, they were teenagers. I think she was like literally 18. And so same with him.
Mm-hmm. Whoops.
Yeah, that's why there was no...
That's my media literacy right there.
Yeah. So, yeah, that was drama. Mm-hmm. And that's when I kind of... And then, like, before that, they had the ball with the brother... Or the ball... Okay, struggling.
They had the brother's balls, let me tell you.
They had the ball, and she... The king... The future king asked her to go with him, you know?
Mm-hmm. As a dance.
And when this happened with the younger brother, I thought... This is when I went... In my brain. And I thought that... Kit was going to die at the end of it. I thought that it was going to be a dramatic moment where Kit died and Kai was going to have to take over.
See.
Because he's the second, you know?
And I
was like, whoa, for that.
I was right in where I thought it was going personally. Mm-hmm. So I definitely thought when like she was kind of dancing around with both of them, like there was no like real progress being made. I'm totally about to sneeze, but give me one sec. sorry, it ticked in and I was like, nope, we're good. It just wanted to tease me a little bit. Like this book.
You okay?
When like she was kind of like flirty with both of them and it was kind of lighthearted and they kept emphasizing how good and kind Kit was, I was like, something's gonna happen where he'll like be cruel and evil by the end.
I thought it was gonna be the really tragic that he died. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I can see where I didn't think that was what was gonna happen. Mm. Because I thought that it was gonna be a crazy thing where this like brutal, like killer guy, the enforcer Kai, I thought that it was gonna be drama with him stepping into the role as the future king. You know what I'm saying?
That could have been cool.
But I understand, yeah. I see where I missed that.
And with all the with Kit asking her to the dance, I was kind of like, "Ooh, are we gonna get a little smooching with him too?"
Nope,
Nothing happened.
Nope. They're also, this whole time, as you guys know, there's a whole, like, undercurrent of, like, the resistance.
Oh, yeah, the Ordinaries the trying to fight back.
Yeah. And so, of course, Miss Girly is kind of, like,
thrown into that.
Yeah, she's, like, tasked with getting close to the king so they can find a way to get the like, Ordinaries, the resistance, into the palace and, like, basically have a coup, mm-hmm. you know?
Also that, though, this is going to be another critique, but the way that she is thrown into the resistance feels very, like, she didn't do that herself. She kind of just walked in on it, and then they were like, oh, you should help us. She was like, okay.
Yeah, and I also didn't really, I think I didn't really understand where her heart really was.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because I'm like, this girl's kind of live, laughing, and loving in the palace right now. She's gallivanting mm-hmm. around with these two hot boys.
Couldn't be me. I would have sold out the resistance in a heartbeat. I've been like, guys, you're not going to believe this.
Bruh.
No, let me tell you. They're batting their eyelashes at me. I'm going to be like,
yeah,
I've got some news, guys. You know, the leaders to that big, bad resistance that's like totally ruining our way of life? Because like, I'm totally a psychic, guys. Not even an ordinary. What?
I'm not
I hate those ordinaries. Let me tell you. They suck. They're making me sick because I'm powerful. Let's go kill him. Then maybe we can come back and have a challenger's moment.
Please. Not with the two brothers. Yeah,
you guys are only half brothers, right?
That's true.
It's half okay.
I can't with that. You're crazy. But yes, the resistance part I thought was kind of wacky. However, I understand. I'm sure it's going to be like any other book where it's going to be a bigger part. Like,
yeah, big CGI battle at the end.
Not the big CGI battle at the end.
Gotta get your big CGI battle for
war. Of course.
But that whole part felt very rushed, even at the end when it's like, now we're here and we're attacking. I'm like, okay.
Yeah. I'm going to be honest with this book. It was kind of like any other YA book that I've ever read where I was like, okay, let's just get back to Kai and Peyton. But I will say I did appreciate how much of them there was in this.
Yes.
Because I hate when it's like, although we didn't get much like action, it is YA, but like we didn't really get much like stuff like that. We were fed in terms of content with them, and that I appreciated that because they are like true enemies to lovers. Well, they are enemies to lovers.
They are enemies to friends. To we're gonna brush our lips dispassionately against each other. To enemies. Again.
Yeah. Oh wait, that's your favorite when they become enemies.
I like when they, but it's not the same though because she doesn't hate them. Like in Serpent of the Wings of Night, when Rain kills, spoilers, when Rain kills Uriah's dad.
Yeah.
That's big. I hate you. And they're forcibly married now too. That's doing everything. This one is, they kind of don't know what to do with her. And she kind of is like, yeah, I killed the king.
Yeah.
Peace.
Yeah. Okay. Work. I guess I see what.
I guess getting Kit's POV would help a lot more. But because like there was never any lover moment.
Did at the end.
Yeah, just at the epilogue, yeah. But because there was no lover moment, the enemy part doesn't feel as good. It doesn't hit as good. Same. The betrayal isn't there as much.
Okay, work. I'm following. But I did love the, like, tension, you know what I mean? Because it had that, like, classic enemies to lovers, like, ooh, of them, like, oh, like, he had a nightmare.
I
was like, yeah.
I always love the nightmare parts. Mm-hmm. In any of these types of stories where they walk on in and then, like, he, like, pins her down, like, who is that? And, like, hold his knife up against her. And I'm like, okay, let's take a chill pill now. Deep breaths. You're going to be okay. And, okay, now I want to tell a personal story.
Go ahead.
Have you ever been in, like, a nightmare situation with, like, anyone? Like, where they wake up and, like an exorcism like that, and they'd be like, oh, that was scary or something. Or have you ever had, like, a nightmare?
I don't really get nightmares. Knock on wood.
My girlfriend had a really bad nightmare one time a while ago, and she wakes me up in the middle of the night, and she's like, and she's also like kind of like in that state of like hallucinating when you're half awake too.
That's horrifying.
She's like, there's a ghost in the corner of the room. And I just go, what? And she's like, there's a ghost in the corner of the room. And I say, oh, okay. And I just like pull her closer and I was like, go to sleep. And then the next morning, when we wake up and everything, she looks at me and goes, did you not fucking believe me or something? She's so mad at me for just like kind of blowing past that. And I.
That's so funny. I love you.
She's not, what? Is this ghost thing just gonna let me die? And I said, no. Let me explain. I
wait, that's so
whether
good.
Or not I fully believe you, what am I gonna do about it?
True.
This ghost posted up in the corner, he's not bothering anyone, or she, I don't know.
They
not bothering a single person. They're just chilling in the corner, minding their own business.
I'm a mind mine.
The philosophy of my life is don't start nothing, won't be nothing. The second they start flipping tables, I'll get up and say, we're out. We're selling
this
house.
What if we're just like cohabitating? Yeah, okay.
We're good. We're good. Oh, you want to be flickering the lights right now? Cool. Can you just do it like downstairs real quick? I am just really trying to sleep. Oh, you want to keep flickering them and you're going to howl at me? I'll put on a sleep mask.
Sorry. Yeah. Let me get out of your way.
You were here first probably. But I get it.
That's so funny.
It's just the way that she was like, when we woke up, she's like,
you didn't believe me?
Hmm.
She's real for that. Interesting. That's so good. Oh my gosh. Well, okay. Anyways.
So that's my response to these nightmare situations. It's like, okay.
That's so funny. We'll talk about it later. This nightmare though, it delivered because she knife at the throat and then she like stayed and I was like, ah! Then it's like the next morning and they're like, oh.
Stay. When he asked her to stay.
Oh! See? Ooh. That's why it's so good. Like, there was the line of I forget what the line was, but it was so good.
Oh, it's like, I've never asked anyone to stay before that he says.
Yes.
Oof.
Because, you know, he's like damaged and like doesn't get close.
He has daddy issues.
The house down boots. Oh my.
We love goodness. Daddy issues so much.
No, you guys. See, that's what I mean. It delivered on that. And that's really all I'm here for.
No, I'm excited about it again. I forgot how much I was excited.
You're like,
that's my point. That it's like, I'm just in a hater mood. And I was very transparent about that at the start. That it's just like, I'm just wanting to be mad about this. But I did I read it and I enjoyed it.
From my boo boo yesterday.
I think it's pent up anger just from like being tired all day.
Valid.
But even yesterday when I was driving through all that traffic, I was like, I'm gonna shit on this book. I don't know why. Lauren Roberts does not deserve this. I read this so fast. I downloaded Audible just to listen to this.
I loved it.
It was good. No, it was good, and I'm excited for the next one.
Yeah.
So, but it's just once again, I just needed a little bit more smooching in it.
Yeah, you guys.
Let's get like an actual kiss in there, and then maybe kiss the brother too. So we're like, oh, we're torn. Which brother? Even though one of them has a POV and the other one doesn't. Not really.
Right. Although I don't think this is really a love triangle because we know the whole time. But you really wanted.
Give me love triangle. Give me sugar and spice. We're both brothers.
Stop with the brothers. That's
give me
weird.
Sharing her. I love communism. Share the love.
You're so wild. But what was I gonna say? I will say, you know, the YA thing that this also really delivered on was like the balls and like the dress.
Didn't deliver on the right kind of balls.
Stop. Like the dresses and like the like she's having a panic.
I'm getting Solomon chuckling in the corner there. Look at him.
Oh yeah, okay.
He fell for it.
And the like she's having a panic attack, she needs to go outside. Oh, I'll come outside with you. Like that's it for
me. Oh, you're claustrophobic? Let me crowd your space real quick.
And willing, absolutely.
And it worked.
Oh, see? That and like the dancing.
I feel like there were too many dances.
I disagree just because I
just
love it.
Like between every single one there was another ball. And I was like, okay, all right. Yeah. Let's keep on moving.
I ate it all up like candy. Yeah, I was so sad, truly and honestly.
I did like the dancing, but then also she's got to like square up after one of the balls. There's like an extra challenge where she's like, now duke it out with someone.
Yeah, that was bonkers.
And it felt so unnecessary to be thrown in there. I was like, what are we doing here? Hold on.
Yeah. So there's the balls and there's the trials.
The second trial where they're kind of teamed up and Ace is still being a dick, like causing a little thing. Okay, what was going on with snakes? Like every single trial, there was something with snakes. Were there like magical snakes out there or no?
I only really remember the one moment with the snakes.
When they're climbing the mountain, right?
Yeah, for that second trial.
It's referenced in the first trial that I think Andy and Jax were teaming up again and like they ran into some snakes and like had to run from them. But this means one of two things to me. One, either there are magical cursed snakes that are like hyper poisonous in this world because like magical creatures could be a thing in a magical world. I don't know. Or two, this author hates snakes. This author just
maybe
Indiana Jones terrified of snakes.
And that's valid.
And
She's like, what's the scariest thing I can put in here?
Snakes. But when they have superpowers and they're just like, I can use telekinesis and just throw the snakes. I'm like, how is anybody getting bit?
Right.
Come on.
Right.
What are we doing here?
Yeah.
Pick up those snakes and throw them.
Yeah.
Miss Girl, Andy who gets bit, her power is shape-shifting into animals. Mm-hmm. My girl, turn into a bird and fly away from that. Come on.
She did try to at one point.
No, that was in the third trial.
Oh, okay.
And like, she already gets bit. I'm like, the second I see snakes on the ground, I'm like, bird.
I'm like, bird. I'm like, bird. That was crazy.
I'm out of there.
Tweet, yeah.
I feel like it's because the highlight of this book is how much Peyton and Kai we get. Mm-hmm. But the downside of that is we don't really get to flesh out any other character.
Yeah.
The resistance is kind of a letdown. Because we don't really get to find out too much about it. The king's motivations are just kind of, you know, pun intended, he's elitist because he's an elite.
Yeah.
But really, really rubbing our noses in that in that symbolism right there, I guess.
What was the king's power?
He was a brawny.
Oh, yeah. Brawny.
Brawny.
Yeah. Wait, what was the mom's power? She had something cool.
Electricity. Yeah.
That's pretty cunty.
Her mom had electricity.
Yeah.
And
but, yeah,
which
I'm following.
Begs into, like, what's the electricity in this world? Like, how much? Because they have flushable toilets. Anytime I see a flushable toilet in a fantasy world, I'm thrown out of it.
I get confused too. Like,
I'm like, what do we got?
ACOTAR. I'm like, what do you mean?
Yeah, I'll die on this hill for the rest of my life. That in a court of mist and fury, when she throws up into the toilet and then flushes it, I threw my phone. Like, what do you mean she flushed the toilet? What do you mean by that?
Yeah.
We are out here with swords, bows and arrows, and charcuterie nonstop. And she flushes
a
toilet. That's all we've gotten.
Yeah.
The most advanced thing we've seen is a fiddle up to that point.
Yeah. I feel like maybe that's something that our lovely fantasy writers need to start taking into account, is that we do care about these things.
But also, I guess I also don't want too much stinkiness going around. The great thing about fantasy is I don't have to think about how smelly everyone must be.
Yeah, we don't care.
It's like, as I bathe, I was like, this is probably your first bath in like a month, girl. You are homeless living in the slums. I cannot imagine. Like, Kai, in reality, when he like dips her down and stuff like that, when she like trips to like pickpocket him at the start, he should have been like, oh God, what the fuck? gagging.
I can't with you.
That silver hair, it's not going to be silver. It's going to be matted and gross.
Yeah,
what are you conditioning that with? You pickpocketing homeless woman.
Who knows? That's wild. Okay, wait. I want to talk about. So, obviously, the trials occur and like
third trial. Yeah,
she's like doing well. Oh, the maze that was giving Goblet of Fire, the house down booth.
That was a ripoff there too. And that's, I think that's why so many times I'm like,
yeah.
Girl, it's like so many of it was.
But also, you asked me a question and I was like, I'm so confused about this too. They were like, there's going to be someone in the end of the maze that has done something wrong. And you have to kill them.
And Kai's and it like, was, one of my prisoners, yeah.
Yeah, but it was Adina. It was Miss Girl's friend. What is she doing there?
I did not get the Emperor's hate boner for this girl.
I didn't either.
It felt like too much. It felt like me to this book. Of like, why are you hating on it? Like, there's no reason. I'm like, yeah, I guess so. I guess I just wanted to drag it a little bit.
Yeah. He just wanted
and it's, he
her shit rocked.
Yeah, and he's all like, don't win this. And she's like, I didn't even want to fucking compete in this trial. Why are you making me
Leave
do
me
this?
Alone.
He's like, how dare you think you can win? She's like, I don't want to be in this.
She's like, bro, you're making me be
It's like
her.
Discount President Snow. Because like at least President Snow's like an interesting character. This guy was just kind of like,
right.
He's just a buff old man, right?
Yeah. So yeah, obviously she wins. Okay.
We never mentioned it. She's got a best friend named Adina who's... This is where it was also giving another Serpent in the Wings of Night. Of course, it's the seamstress best friend who dies, which that also happens in Serpent in the Wings of Night. Why do they have to be a seamstress? Why do you need a bestie to make pretty dresses? Literally.
Yeah. Well, that's all
I
we
need
don't.
A seamstress.
That's what we all want.
I want one of those in my life that'll just make me fun little fabrics to wear.
And make us planning for the Ren Fair easier.
Yeah, guys, we're going to the Ren Fair soon.
Yep.
If
Sunday.
You see us there, let us know. Oh, well.
I'm so excited. Well, that means nothing to you guys. We will have already been there when you guys heard
this. By the time this episode drops, we will have gone. So enjoy that content.
I'm so excited. The trials end. La-di-da-di-da. And then the resistance comes through.
Like this secret. Oh, this was the big betrayal to Kit. That's right. Where she kind of gaslights him into revealing a secret passageway and is like, oh my God, batting her eyelashes. Kit, you're so handsome and dreamy. And I think you could be a really good king if you just you know, didn't let people starve and die to death in your city every single fucking day.
Oh, yeah. And he's like, you're right.
I never thought about it like that.
Yeah. Weird.
And so he shows her the secret way out of the palace, which also means that it leads into the palace. And then she tells her resistance buddies that, and they're like, good, we'll use this to break into the city.
Yeah, which they do during the last trial.
Mm-hmm.
And then chaos ensues.
Mm-hmm.
This girl finds the king
mm-hmm.
and beats the shit out of him.
Mm-hmm. She takes him down.
I did appreciate the, like, fight scenes in this.
I like that. That was a pretty solid fight. It was just a part where, like, the king is, like, stepping on her chest. And, like, mm-hmm. he's Superman. He's got super strength, I guess.
And she just kicks him out from under
him. And she just kind of goes,
like, what if you just...
And I'm like, well...
Yeah.
Okay. How powerless are you, girl? And I guess that's the point. But also, I'm like, all right, how wounded was this dude?
Yeah.
If, like, he's getting bodied by Miss I've Been Starving on the Streets for 10 years.
I'm following. So just to, because we're running out of time.
Yeah. We got 10 minutes. I don't know.
It's just that we have 5 minutes.
Yeah, 5 minutes?
Yeah.
Interesting. My bad.
So she kills the king, and then it's drama because everyone's like, you killed the king, and she, like, runs away, and they're like, we hate you.
That Kai moment, because, like, Kai is the first one to find him. He's covered in blood because he's been fighting nonstop trying to get out of the pit.
Yeah, but right before, as the king's, like, dying, he kind of spills that Kai was the one that killed her dad.
Yeah.
That was kind of
I thought
wild.
That was dumb.
Oh. yeah.
Well, it's like... The brain can trick you into things. I'm always like, bro. Yeah. And also, I was stuck in traffic listening to this part too. So I was
for
in
nothing.
Actually just like mood of like, okay. Yeah. Well, I hadn't found out it was for nothing. Yeah, you literally called me like right after I finished it too.
Yeah.
But I was just like, okay, I guess we can make that be a thing.
Yeah. Well, rip. Yeah. And then Kai, and he's like, he like lets her go.
He throws the knife. He doesn't ever miss. And he's like,
yeah.
The next time I see you, I won't miss.
Oof.
And that was good.
Yeah, and then Kai's like descending, or Kit is descending into his evil
girl boss era.
Not evil girl boss era.
He is. He's sitting there in his dad's old chair like, I'm the king now.
Yeah.
When you find her, bring her to me.
I hate when you do that voice.
This is the sexy book talk.
Is it?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Let me know if
they're
you
think. They're all out of breath because they're panting over
their
book talk girly.
Well, yeah.
I don't know what else to say.
Stop just talking. So, in case the girls are living, okay. But before we end, I want to do another a few more iconic quotes.
That yes, made me giggle hit me and with kick them.
My feet, okay. She says to him, "Mark my words, Prince. I will be your undoing." And it's like his perspective. And he goes, "I lean in, ignoring the knife against my throat as I murmur, oh, darling, I look forward to it." Ooh! And then, what do you want to call me? I want to call you mine.
That song was good.
Okay, hold on.
Real quick, because you asked about accents earlier, there is a little bit of a southern twang in some of them. Like,
what?
Even Kai. Oh, darling.
Darling? That's kind of
crazy.
He hits
her with a little bit of a darling.
That's why.
I look forward to it. He does that type of thing. A lot of the elites also have, or Imperials, they have also like full southern accents.
I did not think that would happen.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay, a few more quotes. She is the embodiment of a bad decision, the twin of danger and desire, the fine line between deadly and divine, and I can feel myself drowning.
No, Kai's bars.
They go so hard. If I am to be her enemy, I want it to be because she loathes herself for wanting me.
Mm.
Bar.
I was so scared. I was like, who was speaking?
Really okay, and
every
then,
time.
And I'll save your life again and again, aimlessly hoping you will allow me to stay in it. Oh!
That's where you got a little bit too brooding for me.
No,
it's
I
like, all right, that's too much pining.
No.
Let's. I don't make me get the ick
I'm
for
so
you.
I'm so here for it. I'm here for the whole thing. So, yeah.
Yeah. Those quotes are really what make this book really worth the read.
That's where it got me, like, yeah.
He's got some bars.
Yeah, I agree.
Otherwise, like, overall, it's pretty...
Yeah, give us your final overall thoughts.
It's kind of like pizza cutter type of thing of like put in what like, or no, cookie cutter, I think, of just like, you know, hitting your generic little moments of like this fits here, this fits mm-hmm. there. Generic world, slightly dystopian as well with Hunger Games mm-hmm. vibes. And just, I really hope more of the world is fleshed out in this second book because I'm interested in the they hate her dynamic. Mm-hmm. And I hope we get to see a little bit more.
I think there's going
to
be two more. It's going to be a trilogy.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Yeah. I give it a rate out of 10.
Out of 10? This might be a 5 out of 10.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so not there. So, yeah. For me, I loved it. I do agree. It is cookie cutter in that way where it hits all of those little spots. Mm-hmm. But it did it for me. I loved it, even though that's true. Like, I liked this way more than Serpent in the Wings of Night.
Wow, really?
Yeah, like, way more. Interesting. I will pick up the sequel to this far sooner than I pick up the sequel to Serpent in the Wings of Night.
I stopped reading the sequel to one. I'm halfway through it, but, like...
Like, this for me, this is kind of... I loved it. So, mm-hmm. I'm going to give her, like, a 7.
7?
7.5.
Okay. I feel like just because there's nothing, like... That really surprised me in it, apart from, like, it's just well-written. Mm-hmm. So, it's not bad by any means. Like, the fact that it's not groundbreaking in any way doesn't make it bad, per se. Right. It just makes it, hey, go in knowing
that you're not going to be
nothing,
blown.
Not in a bad way, nothing special
about
it. But still worth the read. Definitely check it out.
I get what you're saying. So, that's our thoughts on Powerless. Yeah. Let us know yours, because this is a slightly divisive one.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I love how we were arguing this time. It's finally happened.
I know.
Finally arguing. It's good.
Okay, so next week I'm so excited because we're going to be switching things up a little bit. I mean, kind of. And we're going to be doing Bridgerton.
Yes.
Specifically Romancing Mr. Bridgerton, because that's the season that's coming out. Mm-hmm. Colin and Penelope. And I'm so excited. I've already read it, but I'm going to reread it. Alexandros is majorly unfamiliar with Bridgerton. So
I know nothing about it, apart from those TikTok edits of that guy coming out of the water and like his like wet shirt.
Yes.
Is that Mr. Bridgerton?
He's one of the Bridgertons. There's
lots of Bridgertons.
Yeah, it's a family. And it's all of the siblings. There's a book for each sibling that gets married. There's like 8 siblings.
Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. This is the third brother.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Romancing Mr. Bridgerton is the book that we're doing?
Yes.
Sounds good.
Yes.
And they're we'll make up for the lack
I'm sure you guys know. It's muddy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think my mom tried to get me to watch this with her and I said no.
I think you should watch Bridgerton. I think you'd like it.
I'll check it out. I'll read this first and then, not this. Okay. I'll read Romancing Mr. Bridgerton and then I'll watch it.
You can start the first season.
Can I?
Yeah, the first and second. Anything, right? No, watch the first and second.
I'll check it out.
Anyways, we'll see you then.
Thanks for coming on. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You have 5 new messages. Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week? Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.